So a measure that will be signed by the governor next week aims to reduce the testing burden for students, especially in high school. It's one that you sponsored. How will this help, you know, learning in schools?
There has really been way too much time spent on testing kids, and we've heard from parents and teachers and schools and superintendents and school board members with really serious concerns about how much time students are spent being tested. The bill that I worked on actually eliminated social studies testing, but there was another bill that brought a partial reintroduction of some sampling of social studies assessment. And then the most dramatic change is at the high school level. Looking at the big picture of students as they go through the system under this new assessment system, students starting in kindergarten going through 12th grade would actually reduce the amount of testing from the current levels by nearly 40 hours. So once this bill is implemented beginning the July 1, that reduction looks more like 104 hours of testing from K-12, K through kindergarten through 12th grade.
So 104 hours total is the new
Yes.
number that kids will be tested from K to 12?
Yes.
And the old number
was 142.
And you also sponsored the School Finance Act that passed through both chambers and is awaiting
Yes.
a signature from the governor.
Yes.
And it increases funding for schools by $200 million. And it means, you know, the Aspen School District will get $337 per student of additional funding next school
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
which is apparently low. The district there says they need to start looking to local resources instead of depending on the state. What are your thoughts on the bill and kind of the situation that some districts are in?
What the school finance bill was able to accomplish was an inflationary increase for all school districts throughout the state, which is 2.8%. We were able to put in an additional $25 million to help reduce what's called the negative factor. We did the best we could given the situation that our state budget is in with having to set aside money to issue Tabor taxpayer refunds.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.